Peah, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. The previous two Mishnayos described various items that were considered divisions between two parts of the field that made those two parts of the field into two separate fields regarding Peah. Our Mishnah begins by telling us, HaKol Mafsik Lezroyim. All of the items mentioned in the previous two Mishnayos serve as a hefsek, as a division for Zroyim, for plants that are growing. If you have a field that is growing grain or other types of or vegetables, etc., those items serve as a hefsek for those types of plants and making those two sados, those two fields, into two separate fields for Peah. The Eino Mafsik L'Ilon El'Gadar. However, when it comes to an orchard, when you have trees in fields, and you have to give Peah from the fruit of trees as well, a hefsek is only a gadar. It has to be an actual fence that separates it. Anything less than that would not be considered to be a hefsek, and it would all be considered to be one orchard, one field, even if you had a stream running through it, or a derech ha-yachid, a derech ha-rabim. Any of the things previously mentioned would not be considered a separation, would all be considered one orchard for the purposes of Peah, unless there's an actual fence. Now, the Mishnah says, V'imhaya seyar kosesh, if you actually had seyar kosesh, seyar normally means hair, but in this context, it means branches that are intertwined and overhanging over the gadar, over the fence. If you have that, eino mafsik, then even the fence is not considered to be a hefsek. You have to give Peah from the entire orchard. Even that which is on two sides of the fence would be considered to be one field, and one Peah would be what you would be obligated to give from that field, not two separate Peahs. The Yerushalmi comments on this Mishnah that the term Hakol Mafsik Lizrayim is an inclusive term, and it comes to include something that was not mentioned in the previous Mishnayos regarding Zroyim, regarding plants, and that is that if you have a sela, if you have a piece of rock that runs through a field, if you would have to pick up your plow in order to get over the rock, and you couldn't just plow through it, if you needed that, that would be considered to be a hefsek for the purposes of Zroyim.